We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Allow me to introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh, my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are.
Hey. All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning, you guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up!
Good morning, USA!
Angelique's out. Charlamagne, what's poppin'?
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Nah, today is not hump day.
One time for the birthday cheese.
Hey.
One time for the birthday cheese.
Hey.
One time for the birthday cheese.
Hey.
Two times for the birthday cheese.
Hey.
Birthday.
Hey. It's too early, sir.
No, it's not.
I'm 44. Okay.
There you go.
I gotta get warmed up.
Go. Come on.
All right. Gotta get warmed up. Gotta ease into the B-Day festivities. Okay. You can't just throw this on me.
All right.
Just throw it on me at 6:01 in the morning no more.
Happy birthday, bro. How's it feel?
That's what I tell my wife too. You can't just throw it on me now. You gotta give me a little chance to warm up.
Let me start the car.
That's right. You gotta start the car before I get in it. All right.
Well, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Happy to be here.
How's it feel?
to be 44.
Yes.
It feels incredible. I do not take life for granted at all. I tell y'all that often, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to take deep breaths for those who are no longer here and able to take deep breaths. So I feel very blessed to see 44 years of age.
Now, what are you doing for your birthday?
Not a damn thing. Okay. I got therapy. I got therapy at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm working out at 6. I told y'all yesterday there's this in New Jersey on the turnpike on exit, I think, 14, the Welcome New Jersey sign.
Correct.
They have Miss Marvel sitting on top of the sign. You know I'm a Marvel guy. So,
yes.
And I've been enjoying the Miss Marvel show. So I just want to drive by and see that. Other than that, I'm not doing nothing except for breathing and living and existing. Okay? I'm blessed, man. You know, I got a beautiful wife, beautiful family, beautiful friends that I call family. I'm just happy to be here. God is good.
Okay.
All praises due to God. Thank you for another trip around the sun.
All right. Well, yes. Happy birthday.
Yes.
All right.
Big 4'4". I got gray hairs in places I never thought I would see gray hairs. And if you're thinking I'm talking about my pubics, that is absolutely correct. You got gray hairs on your pubics yet? I know you do, because you got them all in your beard, even when you dye it.
I shave my pubics. Like,
I mean, I trim mine, but yes. The gray hairs are still there. Bro, don't tell me you that insecure that you dye your pubic hair too, bro.
I definitely don't dye my pubic hair.
Oh, but do you have gray hairs down there? You ain't answer the question.
I don't know. I don't think so. I shave them.
What do you mean you don't know?
I shave them.
So you just down there shaving and not looking envy?
I shave them. They never get that long without seeing.
Well, I got them. Several.
This is just a little too personal.
No,
now.
It's not. I'm just telling y'all how this age thing gonna work. For all the youngins out there that like to listen to The Breakfast Club, your Uncle Charlotte's letting you know you do get gray hairs on your pubics. I have several. Just letting you know. Okay?
All right.
That's all it is.
I just, you know.
And I wouldn't, trust me, I'm not dying the grays on my face. You think I'm dying the grays down there?
What about your eyebrows? Because that's when you start really, like.
No, I don't have nothing in my eyebrows. My eyebrows are immaculate. I get compliments on my eyebrows all the time.
You still pluck them?
Never plucked them.
Lie to me, boy.
I've never plucked
you
my eyebrows.
You plucked your eyebrows
before.
That
is not true. What happened was.
What happened?
What had happened was when I was much, much younger, okay, about 20 plus years ago, I got gassed up to arch my eyebrows, okay? When I used to do telemarketing at a place called Paragon Solutions, salute to Shanira and Nina. Yes, they gassed me up to arch my eyebrows. Told me Tupac gets his eyebrows arched. I said, really?
You wanted to be Latin so bad, boy. You wanted to be Latino so bad.
And so I think that year or so of arching my eyebrows caused them to permanently look as immaculate as they do now.
You got something for the old man? You got something for the old man for his birthday?
There you go. Oh, now you're playing my joint. You know, I woke up this morning, I listened to Sounds of Blackness, Optimistic. I listened to Black Men United, You Will Know. But you know this is the other song on my mental health playlist right here. Mary J. Blige, Be Happy.
Get old man something.
This is how I feel.
Turn it up a little bit.
This is my mood, always.
Front page news is next, man.
This all we want to do is be happy. You heard me?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, now let it breathe. Hey, not only happy born day to me, man. Happy born day to our amazing board op DJ Red. Red, drop on the clues bombs for yourself.
Today's your birthday, Red, too?
Red is a 629 Cancer, just like me. And he's about to go on maternity leave.
Yes, paternity
what
leave.
What I said?
Maternity leave.
Hey, I'm 44. Don't worry
he's
about
going
it.
On paternity leave.
That's right.
That's right.
I didn't know that iHeart offered paternity leave for men.
I didn't know that either. I got 6. I could have been going for a long time.
Congratulations.
Hey, man. All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, Russell Westbrook, he's exercising his $47 million option to remain with the Lakers, so he's going to stay a Laker.
Why wouldn't he?
Mm-hmm. P.J. Tucker looks like he's going to the 76ers, so he's been playing with Harden and Joel Embiid.
Great pickup for the 76ers. The Nets, y'all are stupid for not picking up P.J. Tucker because y'all need a defensive identity. And if Ben Simmons comes back healthy, he can provide that. But P.J. Tucker definitely provided that toughness and defense y'all needed, but not a Sixers guy. So salute to the Sixers.
Oh, Kyrie Irving, it looks like he's staying with the Brooklyn Nets.
Nobody else wanted him. Salute to Kyrie, though.
And Stephen A. Smith and him and Kyrie were going back and forth. And let's listen with some of what Stephen A. Smith had to say.
Oh, Kyrie Irving, you opted in after all. Took that money, didn't you? One-year deal, y'all. $36.9 million. Exercises his player option. To y'all, it means Kyrie's going to be a Brooklyn Net. You know what it means to me? I guess he's a peon too, huh? You got to show up to work. Because even if you plan on leaving the Brooklyn Nets, because we all know that Kyrie doesn't plan on staying in Brooklyn for the full year, he's offended, he's appalled, he's put back by the fact that the Brooklyn Nets actually said you have to show up to earn your money. We know that offends him. No matter what options you may think you have down the road, It all starts with you having to show up to work. Funny how karma works, doesn't it?
I don't think Stephen A. takes his job personal, but I got a feeling he don't really like Kyrie.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Stephen A. Smith on vacation. Ain't no way in hell I'm stopping my vacation to yell and spit at the damn camera about Kyrie Irving, okay?
Well, Kyrie Irving responded. He says, Stephen A. Smith, you're going to have to explain yourself to people in your generation. I'm not around many 50-plus-year-olds that speak and act like you do, so this is new for me. But I'm sure my father and my uncles can meet you on your level better than I can. We know you, Steven.
I'm going to tell you something. I really like that response, and I'm going to tell you why I like that response. Kyrie Irving is 30 years old, and that's a very, very respectful response to somebody who is your elder. He's like, I'm not even going to go back and forth with you. You're going to have to talk to my daddy.
You're
going to have to talk to my daddy and my uncles. That's a very respectful response.
And then, of course, Steven responded, oh, you got it twisted, bro, big time. I don't have to explain a damn thing to anyone, especially you and your father. Your uncle, Rod Strickland, is another matter. I love that brother, and I profoundly respect him always. As for you, when you have a level, let me know, because I'm not aware you have one off the court. Either way, I have a wish. One day, you'll stop hiding behind the public support you receive and fess up to the shenanigans you engage in, leaving folks hanging like laundry. Be honest about what you've truly been doing. Until then, let's confront one another one-on-one for the world to see. Your truth up against mine in a public forum for everyone to judge. Name the time and place, and I'll show up. I keep receipts, bro. Show up. You don't know what this is, don't you? If you didn't know before, I know you know now. Now that you're after all that money you took for granted, be waiting for you. So, see you in the fall.
I mean, that's a lot there. Number one, I didn't know Rod Strickland was Kyrie Irving's uncle.
I didn't know that either. I just found that right there.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I've just seen Rod Strickland. What up, Rod?
I like how Stephen A. is staying the course, meaning that he's trying to still get ratings, you know, by setting up a one-on-one with him and Kyrie Irving. But, and he's right about Kyrie Irving's shenanigans for the most part. But, I mean, listen, man, we all make choices. All I've seen Kyrie Irving do is make choices. If he makes what we call poor choices, that's on him. If he makes what we call good choices, that's on him, too. So, I don't know why they're giving it that much energy, but it's entertaining.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Next, I will tell you about Donald Trump. He wanted to get to Capitol Hill so bad that he allegedly grabbed the steering wheel to get there. But we'll talk about that next hour.
Trump is a madman. And the truth to the matter is, they're not going to do anything. So I don't know what all this pomp and circumstance is around this January 6th hearing, because y'all not going to prosecute Trump. Y'all not going to do it. And if y'all do it, I got to believe it to see it.
All right. Well, get it off your chest.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this AD. What is going on, DJ M?
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
First of all, Charlamagne.
AD, what up, King?
What's going on, brother? Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you, King. I appreciate that, Black man.
Listen, man, I'm going through something, Charlamagne, and I've been waiting to talk to you because, all right, check this out. You talk about mental health.
Yes, sir. I got therapy today at 3 o'clock, my brother.
Good, good for you. But listen, hear me on this. So I've been doing mental health for, I want to say, more than 20 years.
What do you say when you say doing mental health? Like going to therapy and stuff?
Going to therapy. I see a psychiatrist. I basically, when I was younger, I seen a couple issues with myself. I didn't understand them, so I wanted to know what they were. So I've been doing therapy and seeing psychiatrists and trying different psych meds for years now.
Okay.
Here's my problem. The other day, I went and seen my psychiatrist. Charlamagne, for about 15 years, this man has not listened to me. I'm 43. Okay? I've been doing this since I've been trying to get myself right since I was in my 20s. Long story short, I made a couple mistakes. I wanted to fix them. I got 4 kids. I just found out my youngest son goes through depression and mental health stuff. They have my diagnosis wrong. I know you don't know me from the can of paint.
Yes, sir.
They had me diagnosed as schizoaffective. Schizoaffective is when you hear and see stuff that ain't there. When 1 minute you're happy, another, it's like bipolar disorder and schizophrenia together. I've known for years I've been diagnosed wrong. All I ask is for a new evaluation and I keep getting told no. to the point I got upset and cussed the man out. Now, I don't know if I can go back or not, but from what I understand from talking to my therapist, because I see a therapist somewhere else, she tells me this goes on a lot.
Oh, you got misdiagnosed?
Hold on, listen,
I'm going to get your information, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect you with the good sister, Dr. Alfie, at the Coma Project. You know, she runs my Mental Wealth Alliance as well. I'm going to connect you with her and see what we can do for you, brother.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Trav?
What's up, Ye?
Ye not here, Trav.
Oh, sir. What's up, sir?
Peace, sis. How you, my brother, queen?
Happy birthday to you, my dear cancer brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Listen, I just want to let you know, I want to sing you a song for your birthday today.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, Trav.
I'm going to sing you the version of Jeremiah. You ready?
Okay.
Birthday six.
Wow. That's all you got? That was the shortest sex I've had in a long time, Red. I mean, why say Red?
I don't know.
Trav? No, I'm looking at Red's name right there in front of me. Trav.
Whoa. If you try to tell us something on your birthday, Trav, what you and Red got going on?
Oh, shut up, Trav. You jealous?
Cheating on you, Trav.
You jealous?
Just a little bit, because, you know, I'm a cancer. You're supposed to do that with only cancer.
Red's a cancer, too. Red's birthday is the day. We got the same born day.
Oh, y'all gotta say, oh, snap, happy birthday, Red.
He can't hear you, but he hear you.
He can't hear you.
No, he not in here right now, but he'll hear you.
No, I hope you have a good birthday, though, sorry.
Thank
man.
You, Trav. Appreciate you, King.
All
right, brother.
He gonna send you a little something?
I send you the Cash App. Send me a little something.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's John from Brooklyn. What's good?
John from Brooklyn, what up? Get it off your chest.
Now, I just wanted to say happy birthday to the God.
John, okay. Thank you, King. I appreciate that, brother.
No doubt, man. Have a blessed one, man.
Thank you, John.
Hello, who's this?
This is Queen.
Hey, Queen, get it
Peace,
off your
Queen.
Chest.
Yes. Well, happy birthday, Charlamagne.
Thank you, Queen.
Yes, you have to give Don't Be Afraid to Clarence Thomas.
Oh, I did on Monday.
He did a couple days ago, Mama.
On Monday, I did.
Because he forgot he was black.
No, he didn't. He never thought he was black.
But he, you know what? He forgot. He's trying to overturn gay marriage. What about his marriage to a white woman? What if they overturn interracial marriage?
Well, there is the case of Loving versus Virginia that I'm sure will come up at some point, but I got a sneaky suspicion he won't vote for that. he won't vote for that one to get overturned.
Not that one. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Evie, this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Charlamagne, happy birthday.
Thank you, Carrie, appreciate you.
Happy birthday, I hope it's the best one ever. Hey, Yee, I hope you're still sleeping, girl.
Yeah, she's not even here.
She's not yet.
Okay, Charlamagne, I was calling to talk to you about the Kamala Harris thing. Maybe I can put a little insight into it.
Talk to me. School me.
I think that she was speaking to all white people.
What?
I think that she was trying the most politically correct ever way to say, if you don't have daughters and you have sons and you don't think this has anything to do with you, you should think about if your son gets someone pregnant and you want him to have the choice to have that happen.
That makes a lot of sense. Like, she was talking to, like, when you say she was talking to the majority of America, which is white people, like you said.
Right. Or people who don't. Yes. It doesn't have anything to do with them. They're older. They don't have daughters. What does this have anything to do with them?
That makes a lot of sense.
You do have a son who could get somebody pregnant, and you might want him to have that option, depending on, you know, where he is in life.
That makes a lot of sense. I totally get that.
So I just thought I should get that off my chest.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
All right. Have a good
Happy
one, Mama.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hello. Who's this?
B-Weir from H-Town. What's up, brother? Good morning. I want to tell
Good morning.
You, Charlamagne and DJ Envy. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, King.
Hey, y'all. I appreciate everything that y'all do for the culture. I love y'all. And Charlamagne, I want to tell you happy birthday, brother.
Man, thank you, King. I really appreciate that, man.
You shared the same birthday with my niece.
A word.
I want to tell my niece, Paris Sky.
Salute to Paris Sky. Great people were born on 629. Me and Red and Paris Sky and Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, man, I love NC, and I know her. This is my niece. She's 10 years old today. I love her attitude because she have an attitude. She have a bad attitude. But one thing about me, I'm a Aquarius. I'm a January baby. I don't know. For some reason, I love
you. You like people with a bad attitude? Okay, true.
I love your attitude. And I want to thank you, Charlamagne, for being who you is. I listened for the last 3 years for whatever the stuff I've been going through. I appreciate the Breakfast Club because y'all been getting me through it.
Man, thank you, King.
Thank you, brother.
Always sending you healing energy, brother.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-
Are these Hoochie Daddy shorts I got on? I just want to know.
Let me see.
If they above the knee?
Let me see. Taylor,
I got on Hoochie Daddy shorts?
I could tell you if you got on Hoochie Daddy.
These Hoochie Daddy shorts?
Nah.
They're not Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Nah, they're not
okay.
Hoochie Daddy.
Just making sure.
They like old man shorts. They go to the knee.
I didn't know because my wife told me I can't wear Hoochie Daddy shorts. So.
Yeah, no, those ain't Hoochie Daddy.
So when I put them on this morning, salute to Puma, because this is Puma. When I put it on this morning, it was above the knee, and I was like, damn, is this Hoochie Daddy shorts?
They at the knee. Like you still see, here's a little lotion. You need to put a little lotion on me, brother.
Lie.
You put a little lotion on. All
right, just making sure I ain't out here disrespecting my wife.
Nah, you ain't hooching.
You know what I mean?
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. When we come back, we got to talk Drake versus Drake. Well, fake Drake versus Drake. So we'll get into it next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Okay. I like this.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Now, what exactly is white people news? Because we discuss white people all the time here on this show. So what is white people news?
This whole Rumor Report is white people, Rumor Report. So let's start off with Drake, all right?
Half white,
yep. So it seems like fake Drake wants to fight the real Drake for $1 million.
What?
I don't know. it makes no sense to me, but people are talking about it. And fake Drake, he said he signed a deal to fight somebody and said he wants to fight the real Drake.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Izzy Drake, OVO Tings. You already know we outside. I just signed with Celebrity Boxing. August 27th, I'm calling Drake out for a friendly boxing match. If I win, you gotta sign me to OVO, you gotta give me $1 million. If you win, I'll change my name. It's an OVO Ting, you already know.
I don't understand.
I didn't hear nothing he said because my headphones went out, but I don't need to hear it to say that you cannot fight a man who's D, you've been riding for like however many months he's been riding it. Like you've been walking around getting in clubs pretending to be this individual, and now all of a sudden you want to fight him. You can't fight your maker. You can't fight the reason you exist. So you think if you defeat him, then now all of a sudden you're the real Drake now? You're not even half white. Is he half white? I don't know. Is the fake Drake half white?
I don't know what he is.
Okay.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. All right. Now, Travis Barker, he's was hospitalized. He was rushed to the hospital yesterday. They're not saying why. But yesterday he tweeted, God save me. And his daughter actually tweeted as well, please pray for my dad. So they believe it's something very, very serious, but they don't know what it is. But he was definitely rushed to the hospital yesterday. So
I hate to hear that.
Send him some prayers and some healing energy out there.
Definitely send him healing energy. I want to ask you a question, though. How you said you want to do white news, but you started off with a half white person, but then went to a full white person?
And because you got to start slowly. You go half from half
white. No, you should have started with full white, then another full white, then Drake in the middle, and then back to full white.
Damn.
But continue.
All right.
Yes.
How do you pronounce this woman's name? Ghislaine Maxwell. She was sentenced to 20 years in sex trafficking case. Now they believe Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, and then delivered them into a trap that she and Jeffrey Epstein had set. She pretended to be a woman they could trust. That's what the U.S. attorney said. And obviously she got 20 years this week, yesterday. So she'll be serving 20 years right now. She's on suicide watch.
I know it's mad people in so many different industries that's rubbing their brow like, woo, I'm so glad she ain't named no names.
That's true. And I wonder why she didn't name any names. Because at this point, she's getting, she's going to be spending 20 years in jail. I'm sure if she would have said some names, she probably would have got less time, right?
I'm sure she will at some point, but if she don't end up dead. I mean, they couldn't have her commit suicide. After Epstein committed suicide. I'm doing air quotes over here.
People. I see you.
Okay.
All right. And lastly, Howard Stern. They saying he's so upset about the overturning of Roe versus Wade that he's thinking about actually running for president. You don't believe it?
No, I mean, Howard has said... No, he ran for mayor in New York one time. That's what it was. Yeah, he wasn't president. Okay, man. I mean, listen, man. This is America. 2022. The things that I've seen, that wouldn't be far-fetched. And Howard Stern has been popular for long enough that he could win.
Yeah, he said the problem with most presidents is they have too big of an agenda. He said the only agenda I would have is to make the country fair again. He said he would do away with the Electoral College.
I think we should do away with the Electoral College. I mean, you know what's so funny? What he said is so simple, but it's so true. That's all we want is fairness.
Yeah.
Like, all you really want at the end of the day is what this country promises you, which is freedom, justice, and liberty for all, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, fairness. If everything was fair across the board, I don't think we'll ever get to that place, but, you know, that's the mentality that the people in positions of power that lead should have.
Yes. And in 1994, you were right, he ran for governor of New York.
Oh, it was governor.
Yeah,
okay,
he ran for governor of New York.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was your front, your rumor report, you know, your white
so funny,
rumor report.
I'm one of those people who say, you know, we should never have another celebrity in chief as president.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a radio personality who grew up on Howard Stern.
So you would like to say
has been influenced by Howard Stern at certain points in my life. And I would vote for Howard Stern because Private Parts was a great book.
My goodness.
And Howard Stern has provided me great entertainment on that radio for a lot of years. That is enough for me. Okay, and that one little thing, I believe in fairness.
Right.
Okay,
that's enough for you.
That's all I need.
That's all you needed.
You know.
Okay.
President's agenda is complicated. There's a lot there, but like, let's just start here with the basics. Let's just treat everybody
fair.
You know how crazy that is? That we're at a point in our society where all we want is just that simple act of fairness. That's all it's ever been about. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, let's just
fairness.
Be fair, yeah.
Everybody wants fairness across the board. Whether you're black, you want fairness. Whether you're gay, whether you're a woman, you just want fairness. That's it. And we don't even have that.
So bottom line.
We've never had that.
You're voting for Howard Stern.
Depends who else is on the ballot. But yeah, I'd explore it.
All right.
I'd explore. I'd listen to a couple of his speeches to see what he's talking about.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got to talk about Donald Trump. He really wanted to go down to the Capitol on the 6th of January. So far that he grabbed the steering wheel and tried to make his driver go. We'll break it down. We'll explain it to you when we come back.
When I hear about Donald Trump, all I say to myself is you got to let a legend be a legend.
My goodness.
That the legend of Donald Trump grows every day.
All right.
For better or worse.
You know it's Bae's birthday.
Thank you.
Can we play something for Bae?
What you got? My headphones didn't work. Hand me some headphones that work, please.
There we go.
Let me see what you playing.
He don't even know what we playing. He ain't got no goddamn headphones on.
Hold on.
Can you bring it back for him? Like, this is ridiculous. Bae don't have some. They just sent you some new headphones.
Hey, man. God just trying to keep me humble this morning. That's
they
all.
Just sent you some new headphones. Enough.
They did. But
and you broke them already?
I don't know. What's he playing?
Go
I don't
ahead,
have no
let's
music.
Go. Play with some music. There we go. It's Bae's birthday.
Oh, come on now. That's the guy I like.
It's Bae's
come on
birthday.
Now.
Front page news is next. Good morning.
Right. Supposed to be a dog.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, quickly, if you don't know, P.J. Tucker signed with the 76ers, so he joins Harden and Joel Embiid.
I think that's a great pickup for the 76ers. I actually thought the Brooklyn Nets was going to go after P.J. Tucker because, you know, they need somebody with that type of defense, with that type of toughness.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be between the Nets and the Sixers, but the Sixers got him, so that's a great pickup.
Kyrie Irving re-signed with the Brooklyn Nets.
You know, P.J. Tucker's been in... He was in the finals. He won with the Bucks. Then he went to the Heat, went to the Eastern Conference Finals. P.J. Tucker is a great mm-hmm. piece.
And Russell Westbrook re-signed with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Donald Trump, he wanted to go to Capitol Hill so bad that he tried to grab the steering wheel. Now, this comes from an ex-aide that worked at the White House.
I saw Mr. Cipollone right before I walked out onto West Exec that morning. And Mr. Cipollone said something to the effect of, please make sure we don't go up to the Capitol, Cassidy. Keep in touch with me. We're going to get charged with every crime imaginable if we make that movement happen.
And do you remember which crimes Mr. Cipollone was concerned with?
In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
And he also talks about Trump being irate that he tried to grab the car steering wheel to make the driver go to Capitol Hill.
So once the president had gotten into the vehicle with Bobby, he thought that they were going up to the Capitol. And when Bobby had relayed to him, we're not, we don't have the assets to do it. It's not secure. We're going back to the West Wing. The president had a very angry response to that. The president said something to the effect of, I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now. The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
Wow. You gotta let a legend be a legend.
Okay, here's the thing. When somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Trump been showed us who he is. Now he's shown us that he's a criminal. And none of this matters if they're not going to prosecute him. Okay? I've been told y'all the four things the Biden administration has to do to protect democracy. You got to protect voting rights. You got to expand the Supreme Court. Get rid of the filibuster so they can legislate. And you have to prosecute the people who caused the insurrection on January 6th, from the president to members of Congress. And if they're not going to do any of that, what is the point of all of this?
They also talk about how he threw a little temper tantrum.
I left the office and went down to the dining room. And I noticed that the door was propped open and the valet was inside the dining room changing the tablecloth off of the dining room table. I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall and there's a shattered porcelain plate on the floor. The valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the attorney general's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall. So I grabbed a towel and started wiping the ketchup off of the wall to help the valet out. And he said something to the effect of, he's really ticked off about this. I would stay clear of him.
Gotta let a legend be a legend.
Gotta let a legend be a legend.
Okay, the problem is they should have been making movies about Donald Trump, but they won't because probably nobody want to play him. You know what I mean? All right. But listen, once again, if the DOJ doesn't prosecute Donald Trump, none of this matters. And it makes all of his followers and supporters feel like this is just another witch hunt. All this media coverage, all this press. You already said you have more than enough to charge him, but it's up to the DOJ. So if the DOJ doesn't prosecute him, what's the point of all of this?
Yeah.
What's the point?
All right. Now, also, if you're from California, well, it looks like you're going to get a little relief. They're going to start sending out millions of dollars to people. The estimated 23 million California taxpayers will receive between $200 and $1,000 by early next year in inflation relief. That's pretty good, right?
People, I respect that. I respect it. That's what Biden should be doing. Biden should be handing out a stimmy.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's what he should be doing. And he should hand out a stimmy and then have a fake money with his face on it. But we'll think it's real money because he's so damn old. You look like one of them old presidents on the goddamn currency.
Stupid. And lastly, Airbnb makes its a party ban permanent. So Airbnb announced a temporary global ban on parties and events so that if you try to rent out an Airbnb and throw a party, they are banning that. And even in Atlanta, Georgia, they are banning some Airbnb houses in Atlanta, Georgia now where you can't even Airbnb a crib that you rent. So just make sure if you're trying to do Airbnb, you follow the necessary rules because if not, they will ban you from the app.
See what I'm saying? That's why elections matter, y'all. Y'all ain't even know the Supreme Court justice banned y'all from having parties at Airbnb, did you?
All right. What's wrong with you?
I'm just trying to make people care about what's going on. That's all. You know, see, I'm lying, but don't worry about it. I'm just trying to make people care. Don't act like, just go with it. See, this is why elections matter, y'all.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
This is all the Supreme Court justice fault. Y'all thought it was just about abortions, huh? Now y'all can't have parties at Airbnb. Now what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? It's messed up out there. Well, that is your front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051.
What are we talking about?
This was all over social media yesterday. Now, a young lady, she was yelling and screaming at her baby daddy. And the reason she was yelling and screaming at her baby daddy, I guess she has numerous baby daddies. So the gentleman went to go see his kid, and he brought his kid food.
Okay.
But she was mad because he didn't bring the other kid's food.
It made my kid.
All right. Well, let's hear the audio.
Every day my baby daddy come here with one f-ing meal for my child, but I have three other kids. We have one kid together, but he only want to come and bring one thing to McDonald's. But what about my other kids? How come you can't feed my other kids f-ing McDonald's though? Like, that's bogus as hell. Like, you're not finna sit here and make my other kids feel left out, and you're only bringing one child something to f-ing eat. Look, there you go, and I bet you he only got one thing in there. That don't look enough for all my kids.
What about your other kids?
Okay, but them your kids' siblings, though. So, my other kids finna be left out.
You didn't feed them?
You know
you didn't feed them?
Is that my problem?
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. Is the dad right or wrong?
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club. Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about something that I seen on social media. It was all over Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, about a lady that Her baby daddy came to bring their child some food. The problem is she has three other kids, and he only brought food for his kid.
Every f***ing day my baby daddy come here with one f***ing meal for my child. But I have three other kids. We have one kid together, but he only want to come and bring one thing to McDonald's. But what about my other kids? Look, there he go, and I bet you he only got one thing in there. That don't look enough for all my kids.
What about your other kids?
Okay, but them your kids' siblings, though. My other kids finna be left out.
You didn't feed them?
You know I don't get my food stamps to the city.
Lisa, huh? Is that my problem?
Is he wrong for that? I say no.
Okay, explain.
That's my child. I'm doing the right thing. I'm taking care of my child. And maybe I can only afford for my child. So I'm bringing the kid McDonald's. And if I do it every day, McDonald's is like $7.50 for a Happy Meal. So now I got to pay $7.50 times over $30 for a Happy Meal. Now what's going to happen when I want to put my son in a better school? I put him in Catholic school.
Man, shut up, man. If I can't afford to buy four kids McDonald's, I damn sure can't afford to put my kids in no better school.
All right, but okay. Even when it's time to buy them clothes, I'm going to buy my kids Jordans. I'm supposed to buy all the kids Jordans?
First of all, you ain't getting no Jordans. If I can't afford four Happy Meals or four Value Meals, I'm not affording no Jordans either.
I'm taking care of my kids.
I thought about this, right? Number one, if you can't afford to buy four kids McDonald's, then, you know, you should have McDonald's at the house. You should think of something else. Maybe buy a pizza for all of them. Me, personally, I'm the type that like to see everybody eat. Like, everybody eats, B. So even though those not my kids, I would have bought all the kids food for another reason. I'm petty. The only person who shouldn't have got no food in that goddamn house was the baby mama. I would have bought all them kids food, and I would have had all... You know why I would have bought them kids food? Because I want all them kids on my side talking about how much they love me. Oh, I love whatever his name is, Darius. Darius is so cool. Where's Uncle Darius, Mommy? Just to piss her off. Yeah. The only person who gets nothing to eat in that house is the baby mama.
No, because she's going to be bumming off my French fries anyway, bumming off my kids' fries anyway. So if I want to take my kid to the fair... Or my kid to Great Adventure, or my kid to the park, I gotta take all the little four other little kids too?
I would. I mean, I'm telling you, I would just for petty reasons. I would just for petty reasons, because you can go in there and be like, yeah, you let all them bum ass dudes up in you. You know what I'm saying? Now you got these three kids, they can't even afford no McDonald's. I'd be in there flexing hard. All them kids would be on my side, loving me, loving when I come around. The only person who don't get nothing is the baby mama. Okay?
I don't know.
That's
about
it.
That.
Nah. That's the only one who wouldn't eat in this house.
Nah, B. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Mike from Miami. How you doing, Dominican MB?
I'm good. I'm good, Mike. So you in a similar situation, bro?
Well, I'll be honest to you. Yes, I am. But my disease here, this is what the problem is, MB. That if you buy food, McDonald's, it sucks for the other kids. Why? Because they're going to feel like left out. You know what I'm saying?
Where their daddy's at?
But that's why you do it.
Forget about that. Forget about all that daddy stuff. You as the person, right? So the mother thing, she feels that she's entitled in a way, support all my other kids. You know what I'm saying? But what I would do is I would take my child and take them to McDonald's instead of making the other kids feel left out.
But, so now your kid comes home with the Happy Meal toy. Them kids
that's
ain't
right.
Stupid.
I got McDonald's. You didn't get none.
You can't do that to them kids.
No, you can't.
You might as well give it to them in your face. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Courtney Collins from 803.
803 to Metro. Hey, Columbia Courtney. SC, what's happening?
What you think, Courtney?
What's going on? Listen. He right now. That's his kid. He ain't got to bring them other kids food. Them ain't his kids.
There you go.
Well, no, listen. He's not entitled to. I agree with both of y'all. You and him. He's not entitled to. But you got.
I also agree with you too, Charlamagne, because, I mean, just as a person, he can at least bring him a $5 pizza now.
That's right.
$5 pizza.
For real. But I'd rather buy a whole pizza for all the kids, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to flex on her other baby daddies and you got to flex on her.
My kid likes McDonald's. I'm worried about my kid.
Yeah, but you gotta have cheerleaders in that house. You already got your child. But when you got three other dudes' child saying how great you are, you making that baby mama feel terrible. The only person who shouldn't get no food is the baby mama. Remember in Paid in Full when Cameron just started taking away all the Chinese food? You don't get no shrimp fried rice. You don't get no egg rolls. That's what I would be doing to the baby mama. But the kids gonna eat me.
Nah, man. I got my kids. What Lil Nas said when he was up here?
Like, fuck your kids.
Hey, I don't want to talk about Lil Nas. He eat.
No, I don't.
What? What you talking about? I don't know what this means. What is what you talking about? Goodness. Where's this going? What are you talking about?
Like, fuck your kids.
All right, forget it. 800.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
585-1051. In this situation, is the dad wrong? He got food for his kid, and his baby mom got three other kids. He ain't supposed to get the...
He's not entitled to, but you should. I mean, that's the type of person I am anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm
just, you got it.
If I call and I be like, yo, you want something to eat? And there's other people there, I'm going to be like, yo, ask such and such if they want something too.
If you ain't got it?
If you ain't got $28.50, then nobody should be eating McDonald's. Buy a pizza.
800-585-1051.
How we get to $28.50? How we come to this number?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a video that went viral yesterday. It was a woman who was trying to ish on her baby daddy because her baby daddy brought food for his kid and not her three other kids. And people were upset about it.
Every f***ing day my baby daddy come here with one f***ing meal for my child. But I have three other kids. We have one kid together, but he only want to come and bring one thing to McDonald's. But what about my other kids? Look, there he go, and I bet you he only got one thing in there.
That don't look enough for all my kids.
What about your other kids?
Okay, but them your kids' siblings, though. My other kids finna be left out.
You didn't feed them?
You know I don't get my food stamps to the seven.
Lisa, huh? Is that my problem?
I don't see anything wrong with it. He taking care of his kid.
That's because
that's
you beige and petty.
Responsibility.
That's because you beige and you petty. Okay.
Yes.
I personally.
Where your daddy at? Your daddy at?
I'm the type of person I want everybody to eat. I don't even have to know you, but I just think it's rude and disrespectful if you get one person something and don't get everybody else something. So even though those are not my kids, I would have got all the kids' food. Plus, I would have wanted to stunt on all her other baby daddies. I told you the only person who didn't deserve to eat in this situation was the baby mama.
If I could afford it, that's different. But if I can't, I got to take care of my kid. Hello, who's this?
This is Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. Good morning.
Hi. So I saw the video yesterday. And if you notice in the beginning of the video, she was waiting on him. And she said, you do this every day. But if he does it every day, she should be better prepared. You know, ask him, hey, if I give you a couple dollars, can you get something for my other kids? Or she said her food stamps don't come until X date. Okay, you need to be better, you know, with spending about your food stamps. Because that don't make sense.
Damn, I didn't even catch that. Now I'm really bugged.
I hear the food stamps evil.
No, forget the food stamps. Why the hell them little kids eating McDonald's every day? Them kids need a better goddamn diet. Now, I understand that they may not have the proper money, but they can be eating some healthier options. Jesus Christ.
Hello, who's this?
Top of the morning. My name is History, the Slave Lord. How y'all feeling?
What's up, bro? What's
History,
your
the Slave Lord.
I ain't messing with him.
Wait, you know what it is. Don't act foolish this morning. What's going on?
What's up, man? What's your thoughts, brother?
I think there's nothing wrong with what that man did. He has no obligation, no physical, emotional, or legal obligation to do anything.
Well, I don't want to hear from you. You a slave lord, so I'm sure that you treat everybody terribly. Okay? You treat everybody like a slave. You're a slave lord. You know what I mean? I don't talk to you. Don't care about nobody eating.
Yo, what's top of the morning, guys?
Top of the morning. What's your name, bro?
Yo, Shmoney. Yo, Charlamagne. Happy birthday, my brother. Cancer Gang, man.
Cancer Gang. Thank you, brother. Appreciate
you. Shmoney.
Yo, listen, man, that whole situation was crazy, man. It's just like, it depends. I will buy food for all the kids, you know what I'm saying? Personally, that's just who I am. But it depends, man. She give him a hard time seeing his kid and he on child support. Man, then bleep them other kids, man. I'm taking care of mine.
Fuck your kids.
That's a little nonsense. F them old kids.
Oh, like,
fuck
your
kids. Hello, who's
y'all going to make the Supreme Court rethink this abortion ban with this conversation here, bro.
Lord have mercy.
TJ, what up, man? What's your thought, TJ?
Man, I think it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? For a while, I've been going through that with my baby's mama. She got three different baby daddies. Her last baby passed away, but I had to take her to court to get this.
Hold on, how old was the baby? How old was the last baby when she passed away?
I think it was like born dead. You know what I mean?
Stillborn, sir. Boy, you got to love niggas. Said, born dead.
We know what he meant. Born dead. Word to God.
That ain't funny, but damn, man. Born dead.
I know, brother. But so anyway, so I had to take her to court, and now she got my kids brainwashed. They don't even want to come see me.
Well, that's why you got to bring the kids McDonald's every day. If you was bringing them kids McDonald's every day and Happy Meals.
But I ain't bringing nobody else's kid McDonald's.
That's right? The problem. Them kids would have been cheerleading for you in that house. They would have loved you. You know what I mean?
Dude, that ain't me, bro.
I don't know why y'all don't want these kids to eat.
Yo, let's go to one more call.
This is wild to me, man.
Hello, who's this?
Man, this is Wolf representing 317 that town.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What you think, Wolf?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. He's handling the obligations that he needs to handle. He's being an active father. Nobody told her to go out there and have however many baby daddies that she got and that they not all as good of fathers as him. Now, has she probably approached it a little bit differently if he's like me and just asked because some kids is going without? I'm sure he probably would have went ahead and did it. But when you start approaching with that negativity, approaching with that aggression and being loud, oh, hell no, I'm done. Nope.
That's why the only person who shouldn't have ate was her. Them kids should have got some food. I'm going to tell y'all something else. What? Young Thug said something before he got locked up. He said everybody can't afford to have kids.
That's true.
This, to me, is one of those examples because this is ridiculous.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Barrence Georges. How are you?
Hey, Barrence, turn your radio down. Now, what's your thoughts, Barrence?
Me, personally, growing up, it was three of my kids, and you know, I shared a dad with my brother, but not my sister. And seeing him take care of, you know, kids that aren't his, like I get where she's coming from, but you can't expect him to take care of your kids all the time. Like, his kid is his priority. All of her kids are her first priority, but you can't expect him to do what you would expect him to do every single time. And especially with, you know, gas prices being up. Menu prices being
See? Up. That's right.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, you know, listen, I'm not saying y'all wrong. The man is not entitled. So. But think about all the resentment that he's causing amongst that young man and the rest of his siblings.
That's not my fault.
It kind
of
is.
A bunch of kids with a bunch of baby dads. Where those fathers?
I'm
taking care of my responsibility, my son.
I agree with all of that, but it's just hard for me to sit around and watch anybody not be able to eat, especially some kids, man.
Nobody said they couldn't eat. They just not eating McDonald's.
I don't know what they eat.
Peanut butter jelly.
The way she was yelling and complaining, that's right. It sounded like nothing but white bread in that house and lunch meat. Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Jesus Christ.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated, because what's going to happen is somebody's going to do that to his child one day. You know what I mean? I would treat other people's children the way I would want somebody to treat my child. We say it takes a village, right? If those other baby daddies ain't showing up and you the father that's showing up, even if you just showing up for your child, I don't think there's anything wrong with showing up for them other kids. But that baby mama would have got nothing. Not one single french fry.
Damn it, man.
Not a nugget. Not a Big Mac. Damn sure not no quarter pounder.
Damn it, man. All right. Well, we got rumors coming up. We got to talk about Wendy Williams. Now, yesterday she showed her feet on.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
TV and says she only has 5% of feeling in that foot.
Man, shut up. like shut up, man. You couldn't think of no better tease, man. Jesus Christ, this guy, man. This guy is so crazy.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Happy birthday, Charlamagne.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, Wendy Williams yesterday was on TMZ, and she was talking about that she only has 5% of feeling in her feet, and she actually picked up her foot and showed everybody. I was trying to do it. But all right, let's go.
You know I have lymphedema. You know what that is, correct?
I know.
All right, I'll show you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Lymphedema is this. Do you see this right here? Look, I can't hold it higher. Do you see?
Yeah, we can see. Yeah.
All right, it's up and down. I can only feel maybe 5% of my feet.
Wow.
Do you understand?
Right.
Which means normally I would be in a wheelchair. I'm not in a wheelchair. I stand up.
So how do you know you can only feel 5% of your feet? Is it like on your iPhone when your iPhone tells you how much percentage of your battery you got?
No, I'm sure that she can't really when she's walking. I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever on a toilet too long?
I don't think that's the same thing.
And then you stand up
bro.
And you can't feel your feet?
I don't think that's the same thing.
But I'm just
thing,
like,
yo.
But you can't feel your feet. Like, it has to be like this, similar to that.
I don't think that's the same thing. I meant to pray for Wendy last night, but I forgot. But I'm going to do it today. And after I saw those feet, I sent her so much healing energy, okay? And I'm still sending her healing energy right now.
Okay. All right. She also talks about her podcast and what's going to be happening on her podcast.
And I was like, you know, I've got enough money to do something else. And what I've never done, podcast, which, by the way, podcast everyone has. But when you're famous, podcast will make more money for me, being famous,
that's
than doing the Wendy Williams show. So,
that's
podcast. Where will I go? I'm not sure. Europe, you know, the France, wherever I want to go.
I personally believe Wendy could absolutely have a successful podcast because, I mean, say what you want. She's one of the best to ever do it on this radio thing. There's not too many people who can do what Wendy does in front of a microphone. But just because you're famous, that does not translate to success.
That's facts.
In podcasts. That is absolutely not true. In fact, the best podcasts to me are the podcasts from people who were never in the entertainment world. You know, people like, you know, Horrible Decisions, or, you know, Kid Fury and Crystal the Reed, like people who came from different backgrounds other than the industry.
Mm-hmm. And she also talks about retiring from her show.
You seem to be moving well. I mean, how are you feeling? Just physically.
Better than you.
That's no doubt, by the way. There's no doubt. Is this a semi-retirement for you?
Excuse me. I am 100% retired in the Wendy Williams show. And I don't want to be on TV except for guest hosting.
Okay.
Why she said that to them like that? What? Better than you.
Better than you?
I would have had to hold up my feet and say, I don't think so.
You stupid, okay, man. Stop it, man.
Is that like the gout?
You asking me? I never had liver.
That look like gout.
For demo before?
I think that's the fancy word for gout.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just talking. I told y'all at the age of 44, which I am today, I don't care no more. I'm just going to be talking.
All right. All right.
Now, nobody, everybody else just talking.
Now, let's keep
it moving. Tired of putting thought into things.
Now, Nipsey Hussle's murder trial continues, but the accused, was unable to resume his trial because it was revealed that he was beat up in jail. He was assaulted in jail, so he couldn't
God
come
bless.
To court.
God bless.
So, don't know how bad he is or what shape he is, but he couldn't show up in court because they whooped his ass in jail, and I don't know what actually happened, but we'll see if he's able to come back to court in the next couple of days.
He must not be in like a PC or whatever it was, because I know before the trial they had him away from everybody, because that would have been happened.
Correct.
If he was actually around people. So he must be around people now.
Yeah,
in some way, shape, or form.
They said that he required medical attention and suffered more than a black eye.
Okay. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
I have no healing energy to send him.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Charlamagne.
Yes.
It's your birthday. Who are you giving your donkey to on your birthday?
Before after the hour, man, I think I'm going to make you hungry. You know what I'm saying? I got on my. You told me these not Hoochie Daddy shorts, even though they are above the knee. But when I do sit down, they ride up on me a little bit so you can see these thighs. And before after the hour, I'm going to make you hungry for these thighs. I'm going to test everybody in this room's heart. And I'm going to test everybody in this room's appetite. Because I need to know who I'm around. All right? Because there's some really strange people on this planet, and we're going to talk about them for after the hour. I need to know who's the cannibal in the room. I have my suspicions. We'll talk about it.
Dark meat or white meat?
Oh, see? We're going to talk about it.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkeys.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
I have become donkey of the day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Donkey of the day for Wednesday, June 29th, my born day. Big cancer energy dropping the clues bombs for me and all the cancers out there. Red dropping the clues bombs for yourself. It's your born day today, too. Okay? You see me out here with my shorts above my knees. Now, when I sit down, they ride up, right? All the thigh meat. Is out. Get a close up, Nick. Get a close up of these thighs, Nick.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, let the street see this thigh meat, okay? Envy, come look at my thigh meat.
No.
Come here, man.
No.
Do my thighs make you hungry? Look, 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 look. Do my thighs, look. Do my thighs make your mouth water?
Nope.
Hmm? Do they make your stomach growl?
Nope.
If the answer is yes, you're not gay, you're a cannibal. Okay, listen to what I said. I said, do my thighs make your mouth water and your stomach growl? Those are signs of hunger. So if you see this thigh meat I'm showing and you got hungry, you're a cannibal and you want to eat me. Okay? Oh, don't think that there aren't people out here who desire to taste the human flesh, because there absolutely is. People out here desire to taste the human flesh, and that is why we are here today, because to curb that hunger, this sweetest plant-based company, called Oomph, has created a flesh flavored burger. Did you hear what I just said?
I said
for all you cannibals who I guess done turned vegan, the sweetest plant-based food brand Oomph has created a flesh flavored burger. I can't make this kind of stuff up. Would you like to hear the commercial for it? Well, here you go.
At Oomph, we turn plants into any mouth-watering meat you can imagine. This Halloween, we bring you the scariest plant-based food ever. Plant-based human meat. So be scared. But relax, because it's plant-based. a human meat plant-based burger. Do you dare to taste it? Only available this Halloween. Because otherwise, it would be creepy.
Oh, it's not creepy any other day? What are you talking about? This flesh-flavored burger won a Silver Brand Experience Award at the Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity last week. That's where I was at. I was at the Cannes Lions Festival of Creativity in Cannes, France last week, representing my companies, Black Effect, and my amazing partners here at iHeartRadio. And they had all these activations, amazing activations. You know, I spoke on some panels with my good sister, Dolly Bishop. I learned a lot. But if I would have known about this activation, I would have stopped by. And the reason I would have stopped by is because I need to know who are these humans who have actually eaten other humans to know that this plant-based burger actually tastes like human flesh. See, I experiment with plant-based things. So if someone gives me plant-based chicken, plant-based beef, I clearly have eaten real beef and eaten real chicken to know what it tastes like. Who are these individuals walking around this third rock from the sun with us who have eaten actual humans to know this oomph burger that tastes like human flesh slaps? Okay? Now, for all the cannibals listening, I salute to all the cannibals who listen to The Breakfast Club. If you're concerned, the special edition plant-based human flesh isn't realistic enough, do not fear. A spokesperson said they've done their best to make sure it's as lifelike as possible, crafting it from soya, which I've never heard of, mushrooms and wheat protein, as well as plant-based fats and a mysterious spice mix. Mysterious spice mix, as if the human flesh y'all was eating wasn't mysterious enough. This is why I never ate mystery meat. Who in this room has ever ate meat that was labeled a mystery? Raise your hands. Nobody? Okay, somebody's lying. The conspiracy theorist in me is saying they are making this plant-based human flesh-tasting meat to confuse the zombies. Okay, when the zombie apocalypse happens, you throw some of that plant-based human flesh at them, it might keep them off us. But the conspiracy theorist in me has always believed that mystery meat was human flesh. All right? Somebody tells me it's mystery meat, I ask, why is it a devil damn mystery? What secret are you keeping? You can't tell me what type of meat this is because you know it's Jamal or Tyrone. All right, I truly believe that a lot of these people go missing because in this world there are humans who have a literal hunger for other humans. And don't think for one second that when Roe v. Wade overturned and you're forcing women to have babies they can't afford to have, they won't be concealing their pregnancies, carrying these babies to term, having them, and selling the flesh on the black market for these cannibals to have their human versions of veal. I'm sorry my brain works this way, but it just does. Okay, I think this company Oomph needs to be investigated. All right, that scary-ass advertisement that was released on Halloween Eve in 2021, does that not sound like the devil is busy? And the fact that an Oomph spokesperson had to say no humans were injured in the development of this product, yeah, because they came to you already dead. All right, you didn't injure them to eat them, but somebody did. If you have to tell people no humans were injured in the development of this product, then guess what? Some humans were probably injured in the development of this product, okay? This is one of those mornings when I wish we was on TV, all right, but we're going to put this on YouTube later. Nick, you have to put the commercial into this donkey of the day, okay? Because you have to see this commercial. The people have to see this commercial. It's a dimly lit hallway with a figure walking towards the doorway, and then this cook preparing some meat, and on the screen it flashes plant-based human flesh, and then the words be scared, and then the words relax, and then it dares viewers to taste it. This is going to do one of two things: either help cannibals who have turned vegan, or make people who never had real human flesh eat this and then wonder what real humans taste like. Oh, y'all think the Hoochie Daddy phenomenon on social media is a coincidence. No, they setting you up. They got you out here showing off your thighs because they looking for their next meal. Now, we have the audio from the chef and co-founder of this company, Ankin Linden. Let's hear what he had to say.
We can make Oomph taste like any meat you can ever imagine. This Halloween, we have challenged ourselves. We have stepped it up. And the most scary thought, we have actually never tasted the real human meat. That's, for me, it's too crazy too.
You lie.
So what we have done, we have researched a lot. I went into my kitchen and start to see how close I could come. And then we have a soy protein, mushrooms, wheat protein, some starch, and some secret spicing that we cannot tell the world. So it's a good burger.
That man said the developing of a plant-based burger that tastes of human meat was exciting and a little bit scary. Scary for who? I'm the one who is scared because there's people on this planet actually eating people, because how else would they know that this plant-based burger actually tastes like humans? I don't know what's going on in this world, people, but we better pay attention. And I also want you to know that if you eat ass, you're flirting with being a cannibal.
Yo, shut up, man.
Please give this company oomph, the biggest hee-haw. Now, it's four people in this room other than me. Mm-hmm. We got DJ Envy, Red, who's also celebrating a born day today.
Three people in this room other than you.
No, it's not. Nick, our cameraman, and Brandon. That is so disrespectful that you did not see Brandon over there.
I didn't see Brandon over there.
Because he's the darkest
him.
Brother in this room. That's our God. That's our brother from Ghana.
I can't see
who
Brandon.
Who works here at the Breakfast Club. That's disrespectful.
I didn't see him, Brandon, man. He was standing right behind me before. But
how many times have the lights been off, Brandon, and people say they couldn't see you? And they told you to smile.
Smiled, and they only saw
exactly. That's disrespectful. Now, who in here has ever thought about eating another human? Like actually consuming them?
Like butt?
Okay. You know what? Never mind. All right. I'm just saying, y'all need to stay woke out here, people. All right? It's going down in these streets.
All right.
Y'all think this Hoochie Daddy short thing is some type of social media phenomenon. No, they sizing up their meals for the summer.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, Ask CNE.
Okay, okay.
800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call CNE right now. We'll help you out with all your problems, all right? If you're having a problem with your baby daddy, your baby mom, is something going on in your relationship and you need a little bit of advice, well, we're here for you. 800-585-1051. Again, Ask CNE. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, we are here for you. Angela Yee is out.
We're just going to do our best.
So we're going to do that
for
you.
I ain't promising you nothing. I'm not an expert on anything.
To you.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Put a little cap on his head.
Put a little cap on me.
Happy
thank you very much.
Happy birthday, dear Charlamagne.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank y'all very much. I appreciate the white people here at iHeart. You know they were white because they weren't singing the Stevie Wonder version of Happy Birthday.
Happy
except for my guy right here.
Hey,
there you go.
Sing it.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Hey. Thank y'all very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, my goodness.
Love is love. Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, get out of here if I cry. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. You know I'm sensitive. I'm tender. You know what I mean?
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
We are the most dangerous morning show.
Put some respect on it.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C and E. If you got any type of questions, if you need relationship advice, you can call us right away. Hello, who's this?
This is Briasha.
Hey, Briasha. What's your question for C and E, mama?
I just want to ask, like, I'm sorry, I'm at work. I've been going this long. But I've been talking to this man for a minute.
Your phone breaking up, so you ain't been talking to that man too much. Not with this phone service you got.
Chill on me, bro. You be going off. Chill on me. I like you. You need to chill, all right?
I'm listening.
But for real though, I've been talking to this man for a minute and go down there with him, but I got two kids and my mom is like tripping because
she wants you to raise your kids.
I always raise my kids. My kids are my first priority.
So
what's
your question, mama?
Is it mean? Is it like not mean, but is it like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yes, you wrong for leaving them kids to go see a man. If you don't have a babysitter.
I'm taking my kids with me. I'm leaving my state.
You mean you're going to move with this man?
Not move with him. I'm going to go down there, but I don't know, I guess.
Where you live at? Where you live at, Queen? Tell me where you live at
I'm
now.
In Michigan.
And where he wants you to move?
To Albany, New York.
Albany?
I don't think you should do that for no man. If that man ain't making no commitment to you, like, you know, putting a ring on your finger.
That is what he, like. He send money, you know, he do stuff for me. He just got locked up. That's the thing about it. We've been talking for a minute, but he just got locked up. And I'm finna leave. I'm finna get the f*** on. I mean, I ain't mean to cuss.
Hold on.
No, keep her. I want to talk to this young lady. What do you mean he just got locked up?
He just got locked up.
For how long?
He's been locked up for like 3 years. But
how much time he got, ma'am? Ma'am, how much time does he have?
You know, this year.
Huh?
This year. He getting out this year.
So he wants you to move to to Albany for what?
No, I want to move. Because Michigan ain't got nothing really down here for me no more. It's been too much
confused.
Stuff. It's too much stuff to stay on the radio.
All right, hold on.
I don't know what's going on. But I want to help her. No, we can't just do that. We got to help her.
There's nothing. I don't even understand what's going on.
She's not getting to the point of the story. Put her just one more time.
Hello,
okay.
Ma'am.
So you're not moving for a man. You just want to get out of Michigan.
Yeah. And I feel like I could go down there with him because I know he's gonna keep me right. You feel me?
But he's in jail.
When he gets out, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, do whatever the spirit.
He's in jail. I like people that's incarcerated.
Oh Lord! All right, now you can hang up on it.
See, I was trying to get him.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know. I should have let you. I was just trying. I know. It's the cancer in me. I'm feeling really tender this morning. I know.
Hello, who's this?
How you doing? My name is Nicole.
Hey Nicole, what's your question for CNE?
All right, so I started dating this dude like a month ago, and he just don't have together. Like, he ain't got no car. He stay with his parents, but he got a good job. I'm trying to figure out, like, why are you this old and don't have your together?
A scrub is a guy who thinks he's fly, but also known as a buster. Always talk about what he wants to just sit on his broke ass.
Did you give him some coochie?
Okay, so when I met him last year, you know, he had his together then, and I'm like, okay, so what happened between then and now? I was busy. I ain't had time for him. When I had time, we linked up. Now we're dating, and I'm like, okay, what the f***?
See, you being very disrespectful, but you know that man penis got you dematized. You talking all of that? That the way you describe this man, I know he blowing your back out because he ain't got nothing else.
I mean, he treat me nice. He pays for everything.
And that's the most important thing.
He hitting that bottom.
He hits you right. He makes sure you good. The other stuff will come.
Everybody treat me nice. I'm just trying to figure out, like, how should I go about this conversation? Because I got to know what happened in between.
Ask him. But like, hey, boo, what happened? But you live with your mom. You ain't got no car. What's going on? You 40 years old. You got to do better than that.
He's 40?
I don't know.
Nah, he ain't 40, but he damn near 40.
Let me ask you one simple question. Is he hitting that bottom? No. See?
I get mine, so.
Why you keep hanging up on people?
People?
You ain't even give her no advice.
All right. Ask C&E. 800-585-1051. If you got questions for C&E, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E. Hello, who's this?
What's up with it, man? I'm Anonymous.
Anonymous, what's your question for C&E?
All right, so with that topic y'all had about the McDonald's and your baby mama having multiple fathers.
multiple baby daddies, man.
Baby daddies, whatever.
You know. My baby mama got multiple fathers.
So if I was to buy my child some designer clothes and the other kid, they're not wearing designer clothes, so am I expected to buy them designer too?
No, you buy your kid, take care of your kids. You ain't got to worry about them other people's kids.
Man, stop traumatizing these kids. You cannot do that, man. You cannot do that. You can't bring one kid something and not bring the other kid something.
He's buying kids clothes.
No, man.
That's kind of crazy.
I ain't saying nothing about no clothes now.
He just said clothes. He said he want to buy his kid designer clothes.
Well, that's different. That's different.
All right, cool. So I'm good.
You shouldn't be buying your kids no designer clothes either, sir. What do you do for a living?
I do construction.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, you might have it, but I still wouldn't be buying them no designer for what? All they're going to do is dirty it up.
And grow out of it.
And grow out of it. Like, why? Why are you wasting money on designer clothes for kids?
This is true.
That's right. Target is right there, brother. Stop chasing Louis and Gucci and stick to the Goodfella t-shirts from Target that you used to, King.
Have a good one.
Fair.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your question for C&E?
All right. This TC from Michigan.
TC, what's happening, King?
I'm a woman.
What's happening, Mama? What's your question for C&E?
That's why I should have just said day. That's what I get for just it's 2022, and I'm just assuming.
You just assuming.
I should have just said day, but hey, you can still be a king.
Listen, I get that all the time at work.
They what?
Sir, man, and I'd be like, ma'am, but
hold on, so they can see you and they still say sir?
No, I'd be on the phone.
Oh, okay. You do telemarketing or something.
All right, so what's your question?
Okay.
My question is, first of all, I'm a big fan, and I'm mad Angela Yee ain't there because her and Charlamagne, they so humble and down to earth. I really love the show. I love you too, Envy, but, you know.
He bougie. Anyway, Thank you.
I mean, he ain't bougie, but, you know, Angela Yee, her car, her little meter be going off. I know. Envy ain't parking nowhere where he got to pay a meter.
I put in the parking lot. But what's the question, ma'am?
My question is, if your spouse got family drama or something, do you stay out of it all the time? When do you hop in it or say something or anything like that?
Depend who the family member is. Is it like your mom or your dad or his mom and his dad?
With their family.
Oh, so like his brothers, sisters, cousins, stuff like that?
Right. The whole train.
I mean, you his wife, so I mean you entitled to have an opinion, you know. I love when my wife is my backbone. That's my the CEO of my household. So, you know, she might hear me vent. She might hear me venting about my family, and she'll let me vent. And if she feel like she need to chime in, she'll chime in.
I say stay out of it, unless it's to your spouse. But I wouldn't jump the gun and call her brother or her sister, her mom or her pops. But I would, you know, be supportive in the crib, but I would mind my business when it comes to that, because what
That's
usually
what
happens.
I'm saying. I feel like you can't just sit back and not say nothing sometimes. But at the end of the day, at some point, they're going to be family and get
exactly.
back.
Exactly.
That's right.
And then you're going to be looking crazy.
But you family too, though. You his wife. So that's just on you. I mean, I guess it's one of those things you got to play it by ear. You know, you got to read the room.
Can I say this before Envy cut me off? Because, you know, he be hanging up on people in the middle of a sentence.
Boy, you know us so well. I ain't mean boy like boy. I meant like boy, like I'm from the country. Boy, you mean, you know,
ahead,
I mean.
Listen, I am gay. I'm a lesbian female, so it ain't, I mean, I've been gay since it was a trend. And I finally worked up enough courage to call up here because I do suffer from anxiety. Before that was a trend as well. But anyway, Charlamagne, my brother, is a big, huge fan of yours. His name DJ. His brother, his birthday is tomorrow. He
okay.
always sending us quotes from you saying, y'all see what Uncle Shala said? Like, sometimes we be lying just to, because we don't want him to think that we saw it, because we get so tired of us sending out what you done said on Twitter, your quotes and all this stuff.
Well, tell DJ I said happy born day. Salute to DJ.
Yeah, he be like, my cancer brother and this, my cancer brother. But anyway, he got all your books but the Shook one. I was wondering if he could get a signed copy of that one.
Done deal. Got you. That's done. In the mail.
Man, I appreciate y'all. I keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all go strong. Y'all content is quality, top tier. Y'all keep us, even when Wayne ain't there, everybody's still tuned in, and y'all know how to keep us there. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, Quinn. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send that out for my man DJ, who's born dead tomorrow. Cancer gang all day.
All right, bet.
All right.
Hold on. All right. Ask CNE, 800-585-1051. Now, Exhibit, he's beefing with Viacom. That's MTV. Over Pimp My Ride. That was like 20 years ago?
That was a long time ago.
All right, well, we'll tell you why when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Mic on. Turn the microphones on, because I need to talk to Gia Casey.
Turn the microphone on.
Is the microphone on?
Yes.
Let me tell you something about your man over there, Rashawn. Now, ever since Gia came up here to The Breakfast Club and Gia said that she enjoys Envy flirting with me, he has really turned it up a notch.
Why?
Because on Instagram just now,
what?
DJ Envy posted a throwback Ebony cover of Shamar Moore and Morris Chestnut, and he said this was us.
That is us.
His caption is, happy birthday to my bro at Seat of God. This is when we did the Ebony cover a couple of years ago. Dot, 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 dot. Enjoy your gay bro.
No, enjoy your day. I meant
no,
to put day.
No, no, no. It says
Jay.
Enjoy your gay.
That was a typo,
bro.
I meant to put enjoy your day.
I was just gonna ask, how do I enjoy a gay bro? Like, what is this? How does this work?
But you don't see me repping.
How does this
work? Like Young Miami.
Yo, I want to salute my wife. You know what I'm saying?
You don't see me repping like Young Miami.
I want to salute my wife. You know what I mean? You know, I just want to thank everybody. You know, for the birthday wishes and the birthday love. You know, it's a great feeling to get to 44 years of age. You know what I mean? To be 44 years of age on this planet is a blessing. I tell y'all all the time that when you wake up, you know, you got to take a deep breath for those of us who, for those people who can't take deep breaths. You know what I mean? So that's where I am with it right now. So thank y'all for the birthday wishes. Very, very appreciated. You know what I mean? Very appreciated.
I made a sign for you.
And, you know, I'm not doing much today. I'm going to therapy at 3:00.
Yo, see my son?
I'm working out at 6 p.m.
Shout me out.
I don't want to do much, you know. Salute to everybody at iHeart, you know. Salute to, you know, just salute to people, man. Thank you. Just thank you. To anybody I may have missed, you know, thank you.
Yo,
everybody
sending
me birthday. I can't salute everybody. So I just want to say thank you to everybody, you know, for the birthday wishes. Just thank you. Love. Okay? Love.
You don't see all my right? son?
Love.
I made your sign.
Love. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? Thank you to Cassie, too, man.
No!
Salute Cassie.
You
I just
want to
salute
out.
Cassie. You know, drop on the clues bombs for Cassie. You know,
are you not,
I interviewed Cassie back in the day when I was doing radio in Philly. I was in a different headspace back then. I just want to say, you know, salute to you. You know, just for whatever reason. Just saluting you know, sending everybody healing energy. Thank you.
I made you a go poppy sign. Love. You shout me out. You know what?
Love.
Let's get to the rumors, man.
Love.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
I made you a go poppy sign and all that. And I colored in the lines, too.
There's nothing about you that says you can color in the lines.
I can color in the lines.
Nobody on this planet believes DJ Envy can color.
We can have a coloring contest right now. I color in my lines. I know how to get the right in the hole. Color in the hole.
Enjoy your game, bro. Okay? Jesus.
All right. Exhibit. All right. He's accusing Viacom of owing him a lot of money from Pimp My Ride. He says, I'm revisiting Pimp My Ride. And while I'm at it, hey, Viacom, why is it that you've made millions off the show? Pimp My Ride, I carried on my back and found ways to cut me out. He posted a caption. He says, like saying I would get percentages of all merch sold and streaming and all of that. And I received absolutely positively nothing. Those are your peoples over at Viacom. Charlamagne, you have something to say?
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Salute the exhibit. And if he got a contract that say he should get his money, I hope he gets his money. If he got a contract that says all of those things, I hope he gets every single penny. Business is business, and there are no permanent friends or enemies when it comes to business.
Now, a man has been arrested in Chicago for allegedly making threats against prosecutors in the R. Kelly case. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Eastern District of New York confirmed that Monday that the man, his name is Christopher Gunn, was arrested on Saturday. He's been charged in a complaint with making threats against prosecutors. If convicted, he faces up to 5 years in prison. They don't know if he was trying to defend R. Kelly or if he just wanted to visit R. Kelly in jail. Outkast.
Well, guess what? That's a sure way to go visit R. Kelly in jail. Okay? Because now you're going to be in there. I don't know if he's in there with him, but that's a quick way to go to prison, what he did.
Absolutely. And lastly, in some sad news, Big Boy from Outkast is getting divorced from his wife. They've been together 20 years. Now, they were facing divorce a couple of years ago, but decided to work it out. But now they have both parted ways. They said they're going to avoid any mudslinging, anything with threats, no harassment, no harming, no abusing, no molesting. They said none of that. They said this was just amicable. So that's some sad news. All right.
I'll be staying out of big grown folks' business. I hate stuff like that. I hate to hear couples divorced, but we don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, I just hate to hear it, but salute to both of them, sending them both healing energy.
Yep, and that is your rumor report. All right. People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request in. 800-
You're still telling that lie. You've been telling that lie for almost 13 years.
Get your request
in. The fact that you even said request, if you just said, yo, the People's Choice mixes up next, that'd be cool. But the fact you still asking requests after all of these years, knowing damn well you don't take no requests. When'd you do this mix already? When'd you do the mix?
I'm about to do it right now. All right, it's your birthday, so let's start off the mix with 2 Chainz. Because it's your birthday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We'll do it right now.
Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Get going this summer with the best audio entertainment from Audible. Listen to best-selling audiobooks like Me and My Wife's book, Real Life, Real Love, originals and podcasts, as well as motivation, wellness programs, and the latest tech and business ideas, all in one app. Sign up for 30 days free at audible.com/breakfastclub. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us today. We have Stacey Tisdale. And I'm going to mess up your name, your first name and last
name.
Lamine Zerard.
You got it.
I didn't mess it up. Welcome, guys.
Zerard. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
I got the Lamine part. I was more concerned about the Zerard.
You did it.
I'm really excited to have you guys here today because we have partnered up on this app. And so, Lamine, you've been here before. I believe when you were here, it was for Jouse Bank.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's talk about your background.
Thank you. So StellarFi is my third startup. Believe it or not, it's been kind of a crazy ride. I started out by building a neobank on cryptocurrency back in 2015, Gold Token. Then we built Joust, which is a bank for freelancers. That was acquired by a company called Zen Business.
Let me hold something, man. Let me hold a couple of dollars, man.
Come join us. We'll give you more than dollars. We'll give you ownership, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And now StellarFi. So StellarFi is kind of a distillation of all of my experiences. I'm an immigrant. I came to U.S. from a former USSR. My father's Tunisia. My mother's from Azerbaijan. And in any case, I've experienced how difficult it is to navigate the financial services in this country. I mean, it really is. It's a complicated experience. It's It's convoluted. It's the cards are stacked against you. And so I made a lot of mistakes along the way and decided that I need to learn more about finance, studied business, became a stockbroker with Merrill Lynch back at the height of the financial crisis, learned a lot then a regulator with U.S. Treasury, and then said, I want to distill this into experience, all of those experiences into products, because I want other people to use those products. And so, and started to build. And now Stellar is, you know, think of it this way, third time's a charm, right? It's going to be the best company we've built so far.
With credit, you know, credit is a game of numbers and right decisions, right? Not necessarily how well you pay your bills, but as far as how much credit. So with this app, how do you break explaining that to the consumer?
Yeah, I mean, credit scores are pretty complex, right? It's kind of a black box initially created by FICO. Now there's Vantage, you know, the bureaus kind of have their hands in it. And what they look at is a bunch of different things. Some of that stuff is like, how many credit cards do you have compared to how many loans you have? Right, so it's called credit mix.
Because people feel like if they pay off all their loans, yeah, their credit will be through the roof. But right, that's not necessarily true.
That's not
true.
The case at all. No, what they, I mean, look, at the high level, they want you to have a bunch of stuff on your profile. And they want you to prove that you're paying on time, mm-hmm, right? So, like, that's a simple rule of thumb. Right. It's more complicated than that. And the way we build the product, we said, look, we don't want to give you another, you know, a line of credit or debt, for example, on your profile. We don't want to burden you. We want to inject ourselves into what you already do. Everyone pays rent. Everyone pays utilities, stuff that you have to.
Netflix.
Hulu, whatever, right? And you already do it. You already do it, but you're getting no credit for it. And initially, when we were thinking about the app, we thought, let's just report that stuff to the bureaus. And what we learned is the bureaus don't want that. They don't accept that information because that's not credit. They're saying that we want a real credit transaction in our system. We want to see that your customer is actually a credit-worthy person, meaning that they borrowed money and they're paying that money back. And if you're saying, here's, they just paying for Netflix or for their gym membership, they don't want to see that in the system. It clutters the system. So we said, we have a way around it. And what we build is this. We build a bill pay platform that pays your bills on your behalf. So in other words, we're using our money to pay your bills. And then we pull the money from your bank account on the back end. So we're creating a credit transaction. We're quite literally advancing you the cash, and then we pull the money back. And because we created a real credit transaction, now we can pay for your Netflix, we can pay for your gym, we can pay for your rent, whatever it is, right? We're really agnostic what's on the other end of that transaction. And we can report it legitimately to any bureau. All we are is bill pay that builds your credit.
What you just said, that sums it up. Your bill pay that builds your credit.
That's right.
That's a great selling point.
Thank you. Well, give them the website again where people can download it and definitely try this out.
Yeah, it's StellarFi.com.
StellarFinance.com.
I'm really excited about it. And yeah, I just want to say for people who are like, I'm just not going to pay my bills because I feel like I'm swamped and it's overwhelming. And what difference does it make anyway?
Who does that? Mm. Who says that? I'm just not going to pay my bills.
I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody did recently tell me that.
And they're not going to pay their bills?
Yeah, they're like, well, they have credit cards that are
just not gonna pay my bills,
that are way overdue, that they're paying the minimum on, and it keeps on getting more and more interest. And they're not concerned with paying it off. They're like, it's just too much. Like, I owe over $100,000, and
yeah,
I just
they get
can't
overwhelmed.
Yeah, and it's overwhelming, and so I'll just pay this $50 a month, and I'm not concerned about paying it off. But at some point, somebody is going to have to pay it. So if, you know, something happens that gets passed on, it's not like it just goes away ever. And I do feel like the best thing to do is such a great relief to improve your credit, to see those changes being made, to pay down those bills. And so that's why I was really excited to be working with Lameen, who has a proven track record, and Stacey, who is already my partner with Wealth Wednesdays, and bringing something like this to help people, because I do feel like a lot of stress comes from finances if you're not doing it right, but a lot of relief and excitement can come when things start getting more positive.
And those people who are experiencing that severe trauma, like I have what you just said, I have $100,000 in debt, I don't know what to do. This is one of the reasons we partnered with the National Foundation of Credit Counseling. You'll get a coach, you'll get a plan, and it's a live person. And that nfc.org/stellar, and that's really something we're excited about.
All right, well, shout out to Stacey Tisdale and Lameen Zarad for joining us. We appreciate you. And again, don't forget July 9th, my car show in Atlanta. Your favorite celebrity cars like Rick Ross, Killer Mike, Carlos Miller, Jeezy, Bun B, Little Baby, 2 Chainz, 50 Cent, just to name a few. So get your tickets. And what we're going to do this year, we're going to make it a lot of fun. So we're going to create the scene like ATL. So we're actually going to put a roller skating rink in the middle and the cars around it. So the car show is going to be based around the roller skating rink. It's going to be dope. It's going to be a scene. It's going to be a vibe.
Okay.
So if you haven't got your tickets, get your tickets. Click the link in my bio. Now, Charlamagne, it's your birthday. You got a positive note for us?
I do, man. I just want to tell everybody, go out there and enjoy their day. Salute to our board op, Red. You know what I'm saying? Today is his born day as well. Mm-hmm. Salute to all the cancers out there. You know how tender we are. You know how sensitive we are. I saw my man, Hovain. Salute to my good brother, Hovain. He posted an old, I guess this is a tweet, from my good sister, Jasmine Waters. Salute to Jazz Fly. We lost her a couple years ago. She transitioned, but, you know, she posted something that I embrace, and I definitely embrace it at the age of 44 years old, and I want everybody out there to embrace it. She simply said, you got to know who you are in this life, because there's a whole world of lost folks waiting to get you lost to. Trust me, at 44 years of age, I absolutely positively know who I am in this life, and I think I will in the next one, too. Y'all have a blessed day.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.